Blog Talk Radio.
It's going to be dynamic. Hello, 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 and welcome everybody to this edition of Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tasila, aka TNT. Hi, Tasila, how are you today? I think you might be on mute.
That would have been true. I was stuck in virtual. How are you today?
I'm doing great today. You know, you had a very busy weekend. You know,
very
a lot
very.
Of things happening. Yeah.
Her
birthday, Pastor Tasila's birthday was Monday, February 13th. So I just want to say a hearty happy birthday to you in front of everybody. I've already said it, but, you know, want to say it again. And if anybody else want to just say happy birthday. And then, of course, Valentine's Day, the day after. And we had a beautiful time at church, just a beautiful service and with a lot of a Valentine feel to it. And, I mean, the Holy Spirit, of course, is always there. And the Lord just kind
of
celebrated. He just celebrated with us, and we always it's really
all
his,
our Sundays
his day,
is like Valentine's, huh?
It's
every
full
Sunday
of love,
is full of love and Valentine's.
Full of by
and
the Holy Spirit.
Go ahead.
It's not what.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's by the Spirit of the Lord when the Lord comes in, that brings the spirit of love.
Yes, automatically it comes in. And it's just beautiful. Every week, everybody. So, you know, I'm just going to say this now. We would like for you to come and join us on some of these Sundays. And remember, our services is Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon. So you just come on and worship with us. You will be blessed. I can guarantee it. If you want the Holy Spirit, he's right there. Jesus is right there, and he's ready to move in your hearts and in your minds. So just come on, and let's do all of this together, you know, and just have a good time. All right? But in the meantime, right now, let me tell you where we are, okay? We're located at 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786. Okay, and our services start at 1:30 p.m., 1:30 in the afternoon. So just come on and hang out with us, worship with us, pray with us, and just have a good time. Praise with us, okay? Once again, 869 North Euclid. That's North Euclid Avenue, 91786 at 1:30 p.m. Come and join us. And I would like for you to pick up your phones and your computers, go to your inbox or text family and friends and tell them to dial in right now, because tonight is going to be a wang-dang-doodle. It's going to be good. We have a dynamic person with us today. So it's going to be a good one. Or you can just click on the picture or the link wherever you see the post for this particular show if you choose to listen from your computer. Now, the link or the picture where you see the show, this particular show, and you might see the post on Facebook, of course, Instagram, Alignable, or Twitter. Okay, so if you see the post for this particular show, go ahead and click on the link or the picture, okay? And you can hear the entire program. And on Facebook, you can keep clicking it for the whole week, and you can hear the entire program. In case you missed it tonight or somebody want to listen to the program for tonight but they missed it, you can tell them, just go to Facebook, go to my page, and where you see the post of this show, just go ahead and click on it, and you can hear the entire program, okay? All right, we are also on HSBN.tv. Our show is called The Message of Life. You can catch us on HSBN.tv or on YouTube, Facebook Live, and you can also find The Message of Life with T-Mar and Tassilo on other social media TV apps and platforms all throughout the week, like, to name a few, On Demand, Roku, iHeartRadio, and many, many more. Just type in The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tassilo McCain, and just be blessed. It's a lot of programs we have on HSBN.tv. It's a lot of programs we have, so you can choose whichever one you want to listen to.
I bet you someone is saying, how do you spell T. Meyer's name? That is a strange name.
Well, they're probably asking about Tussila, too. Okay. My name is spelled.
If they spell your name, they'll be in. So keep it to yours.
Okay, you spell my name.
I'm going to spell it for him, but it's T-I-E-M-E-Y-E-R. Like Oscar Meyer, but it's T. Meyer. And they call them all kind of names, but that is a strange name.
They call me all kind of names. Okay.
We won't name them today.
On that note, I'm just going to ask everybody to stay right where they are. Do not leave. Don't go away. We will be right back.
The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win. You win.
Came up against your vision. The enemy came up against.
favorite songs. And I, before we get going, I just want to make sure I tell everybody out there about Pastor T's new book. And it is a doozy, and it is called Who is God? You can get it on Amazon. It's called Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery, Pastor T. Myron McCain. And just go on Amazon and put that information, T-I-E-M-E-Y-E-R-M-C-C-A-I-N, Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. And you will be blessed.
Yes, a lot of people have came back and told me how blessed they are, even by the introduction. So, yeah, go ahead and get in. Be a blessing to others. Once you read it and read it a couple of times, go ahead and get it for friends and family, because we want everyone to be blessed. We want the Word of God out there and the Spirit of the Lord to be upon you to help you wax strong in the Spirit. And keep going forward. We're here to move forward. Let this be your winning season. All right. Okay, so continuing on, you know, Pastor, wait a minute. Hold on. What's this? You hear that? Everybody, you know what this means. That's right. It is time for our guest for today. Our guest, our special guest, a person that we're crazy about this guy. Our special guest today is Chaplain Rob Reyes. How are you, my brother?
Fine. Blessed. And you, I want to say happy birthday. I know it's maybe today's lady. All right.
Yeah, it's good to be alive, so you can say it as late as you want to.
You know what? We're living in the blessed of times.
Right.
Yeah,
you know?
I know,
yeah,
this is the, I know it.
You know, I love this time we're living in, even though for those that don't understand, we might be going through a lot. We're looking at a lot of things that are getting ready to seem to happen. But we're living in the blessed times because we can see the Word of God being fulfilled, just as he said it would. And so
unveiled right before our eyes.
And when you can see
that,
and when you see that, then you know his Word stands true. Everything he said he would do. If he said that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and be saved, you can believe it. Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. And you know, for some of you who might have tuned in and you may not be familiar with Chaplain Rob Reyes, let me tell you a little bit about him, okay? Chaplain Reyes became a born-again Christian on December 18th, 1994 at 7 p.m. in a dope house. I love giving this introduction. I just want to let you know that, okay?
Yeah.
He never graduated from school, but got his GED from the state pen. Not Penn State, the state pen. Studied the Bible at... And check this out. He studied the Bible at TBU, Top Bunk University, received awards for ministry. Now, this is good. He received awards for ministry from President Bush and Governor Schwarzenegger. He was made institutional chaplain under Bishop G.E. Patterson. He is the founder of Shoot from the Hip Ministry and Tongues of Fire Ministry. And I could go on and on with this man, but ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome our dear friend and brother, Chaplain Rob Reyes.
Wee! All right. Wee-wee-wee.
Yeah, all right.
I hope I can keep up with that introduction.
Oh, believe me, you
exceeded,
can.
Pastor. You exceeded. that whole yes. thing. And look, anybody that allows God to work through them and use them the way that you submitted to him for that, that's the whole thing. And a lot of times people think they need outside instruments. All we need is him. And then
that's
he
right.
opens
that's right.
doors. At the end of all of that, Pastor T said, you mingled with the top heads of the state, the United
States. Mm-hmm.
It's like only God could do things like that, open doors like that,
yeah.
where you mingle.
Exactly.
With, you know, because, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Getting
it,
awards
you know, we're
from
always
them.
Trying to do
yeah.
stuff, but God can do stuff way better than we can.
yeah.
I would have never, I would have never imagined. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You, God put somebody with me, and I watched my wife. Okay, I didn't grow
mm-hmm.
up with a real religious background. I knew of God. I went to Catholic school in the beginning and stuff like that. But as far as serving the Lord, I really didn't. I even dibbled and dabbled in Islam and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But it was my wife. I watched her faith, and I wanted what she had.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the whole point. I got saved so I could have what she had. You know, she
yeah.
had power. My wife, she's a little woman. But
mm-hmm.
I...
Mm-hmm.
see her run cartels away. You know, she would come. One time, I was transacting some business, and I had these guys from the cartel, Colombian cartel, and they were surrounding the room with Uzis. And you had men counting money and men testing and carrying on, and one of them looked out the window, and he said, his wife. They grabbed up the money, grabbed up the dope, and all of them, they ran out and jumped out the window in the back of the house. She'd come
My
in
goodness.
There bleeding the blood. I'm telling you, when I, you know what, this little woman ran, it cost me a lot of money too, but this little woman ran all these people away. And they can't lose and stuff, you know. But when I got saved, I wanted to. She was my mentor. God put her with me for that purpose, and I thank God for her every day. And I tell her that, you know, that
mm-hmm.
she was my. And when I got saved that night, Something inside me told me to look for her uncle. Her uncle was an evangelist. As a kid, they traveled all over the place, and she would be with them as a kid, maybe all over the country, you know, and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
I looked for him, and I learned under him. And the power of the Holy Ghost, I believe, and that's why the Lord, I know, do what he do for me. I sent you a picture. Did you get that picture? It was an email I sent just a few minutes ago of called an active shooter. Okay, it's about the active shooter.
Mm-mm.
I was asked, what does a chaplain do? How is a chaplain
Mm-mm.
different from a pastor?
Mm-hmm.
And I, at the time, I couldn't answer because I was doing a wedding. So I really didn't answer. And then I happened to be looking for something on the internet, and I came across that picture. I don't have the exact write-up, but I wrote about it. And this is what a chaplain is. A chaplain is on the front line.
Mm-hmm.
We are the first ones that you will see. If you on the chaplain is on the front line of battle in war, the chaplain is right there to be needed when you call in war
That's
in
true.
Battle. When
That's right.
On the streets, who is it that the police and the fire department and the ambulances and everything call when there's a tragedy or something that goes on? Who is it that they call? They call the chaplain, because we are a front-line ministry. We have to get out there, and we can't be afraid, and we have to, and we out there. We don't think about ourselves, you know. And we don't have churches. You know, let's say we got pastors, because being a chaplain, you really don't have time. But that picture I sent you, you know when they had that mass shooting in San Bernardino a few years back?
Oh,
I was
okay.
the first one. And what happened was, I was watching TV one morning, and all of a sudden, they preempted it. It was a bulletin.
Right.
I was upset because I was watching TV. Now all of a sudden, I got to wait and see what this is, you know, going on. And they said there's an active shooter. There's an active shooter, and more. When we
you mean
more
the one with the terrorist chaplain?
Yeah.
The one with the terrorist. Yeah.
And him and his
the
wife.
Terrorist attack. Yeah.
And so what happened was, they preempted the screen, and I was upset. So they said they were going to come back and give more about it. And so the TV, my show came back on, but the Lord spoke to me. He said, you a chaplain.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you get out there right now. And so I was the first one out there, and the news crews and everything, they took pictures of me and all that kind of, that's the picture that I sent you on the internet a little while ago. But I was there praying for people. Now, there was more of a tragedy other than what they did, what the shooters did. I was praying for the people. I was the first one there. And when the other pastors and others got there, they were starting to pray. The sheriffs came to me and said, you are a sheriff chaplain for the San Bernardino County Sheriff. You're a chaplain for us. Would you go to the hospital and pray for the wounded? So I rushed right on out to the hospital, and I had to go through all kind of security, because you can believe there was a lot of security at that hospital, you know, because of all that.
Right.
And so the families, they seen me coming, and they rushed me for prayer. I prayed for everybody. I prayed for them that was out there. And I prayed. They was giving me names. Look for my sister. Look for my brother. Look for my you know, mother and all this. They telling me to look for so-and-so when I get up there to the rooms. And so I get all the way up to the rooms. And I couldn't go directly into the room unless I had permission.
Mm-hmm.
So the nurses went. Now, it was 14 of them that got shot that were wounded. They went to them and told them, the chaplain is here. Would you like to have prayer? Do you know all 14 said no?
What?
That was, yes. All 14 people wounded. There was others that died. These were blessed to still be alive, and they denied prayer.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that shocking? You know,
that is very shocking.
Yes. That, you know, that just boggled my mind. That a person is so blinded that they can't give God the glory for still being alive.
Right.
You know, I couldn't understand that. But that's what I do. I rush into battle. I battle in all kind of places. You know, I go where God, you know, and I do. And I love it. I love it, you know. Did you hear about the revival?
Okay.
You have this revival that started over a week ago, and it's still going on. You can look at 700 Club. As a matter of fact, Tucker Carlson is going to be talking about it tonight. on his program tonight. The Revival.
Okay.
They're coming from all over the world to Kentucky. And so, and it's just going on and on and on. It won't stop. They said what happened was they were having a prayer. They had some of the students there. And one of the boys went up there for prayer. And the Spirit hit him, and he began to confess, and he gave his life to the Lord. The Holy Spirit must have fell on that school, on that church in the school, because they have not left yet. And it started last week.
Wow.
And so
man.
I was in the studio today. And the other day when I found out about it, the Lord told me, he said, the world needs to be in revival. And so some programs concerning that very thing about how the Lord is calling us, calling the world, calling all of us to revival. You know?
Amen. Mm-hmm. I agree.
We need it bad.
Amen.
Yes. We need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You know, in the book of Acts, they received the wind and the Holy Spirit in chapter 2. And then in 4, they were getting refilled again. And that tells you
notice,
something.
Did you notice in chapter 2, it says in tongues of fire?
Yes.
That's what I got.
In tongues of fire. And when Jesus got filled, Jesus was filled, but Jesus was praying all the time, too. He lived a life of prayer, and he stayed filled. It said the Holy Spirit landed and remained on him. But with others, it didn't remain on them like it did Jesus. Now God wants to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. He wants this whole earth to have his Holy Spirit.
And he
wants it to remain.
He wants it to remain on us this time.
To remain and stay, because we got a battle
Rest.
We got to come up against.
Well, I sent you.
That's good news, though.
The series that my wife and I did today. And one is called Revive Us, Dear Lord. And the other one is Reason for Revival. Reason for Revival is strictly end-time scripture. And I'm talking about what the Antichrist and everything is going to do. And that's the reason for revival. The reason is to get us saved before we have to go through all of that. And see, that's why the Lord put it on my heart. Revival. It's getting close. I've been talking about it for a while. That we are going into World War III. Okay?
Right.
We're going into World War III. And you remember, did I mention to you last time I talked to you about that 6G?
Yes.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, listen to what the scriptures say. If you look at that, what I sent you about the end times, the scriptures talk about there will be fearful sightings from above, and the devil will do signs and wonders. Now he's not capable of doing a whole lot, but that's where that 6G is coming in. The 6G, and I looked it all up to find out about it because it was I heard, and when I heard they mentioned it was for the use of the Antichrist. And nobody else I know heard about it, and I started looking it up. And what I think what I mentioned to you was exactly what I looked up and found on the computer. But it goes deeper than that. It's designed to devil to fool the people with, you know, we heard of holograms. Will be able to do holograms or whatever. And fool the people. Signs and wonders coming from the sky. That's what the capability of this 6G will be able to do. Show
right.
fire coming down, all kind of things. This is what it's going to do. And those are the times we are living in. They shooting down whatever, shooting down stuff, and some trying to say it's aliens and the interterrestrial or whatever they call it, and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But this is the time we're living in. What's so beautiful about it, our Lord told us about this a long time ago. When you read that about the end times that I sent you, what's so beautiful about it is the way John wrote Revelations. He wrote it in a way that they could not understand it, and so that he could get that book out, because he was in bondage.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to get it out, he could not write it in a way that they would understand, because they would have never let that word get out. But because they couldn't understand it, it got out. And that's the reason why today there are people who study to be able to help you and guide you. And when you are guided, you'll see, how is it that John knew that there was going to be a mark of the beast over 2,000 years ago? It had to be God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right.
Because back in those days, there was no idea about the mark of the beast. You see? But he wrote about it. That goes to show you how God loves us so much. He tells us how to live and what to do. And all we got to do is just follow his lead, and he'll lead us. And right now, he's telling us to come together, because you want to be ready for that trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
When he says, come up hither. You don't want to be lagging behind and go through that, what you'll read, what I talked about. I sent you another one called Final Something Before Armageddon. Final Showdown Before Armageddon. I sent you that one, too. It tells us what to do.
I'll look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm taking up all the time.
We like that, Pastor. So look at this. What I found, what you were talking about, a revival, and it says in Joel chapter 2, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, which is the church, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh close at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there has not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Of fire, that fire you was talking about, devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, the kingdom of God, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. God is going to anoint, pour out some Holy Ghost fire that is so cold upon this earth through his people, and he's going to light them up. And we're going to win, like Pastor T put up there today, that song. We're going to win. If God has something, he saved the best for last, I'll tell you that. It's something great and good is about to happen. So you're right. A revival and an outpouring is on the way. Praise the Lord for that.
You know what, though?
And I'm going to...
The church has to come on accord.
Yeah,
right now,
that's the ones that are fight against it.
You know, I'm gonna tell you, I've told you before, I preached in satanic temples, I preached to voodoo, witches, warlocks, Santeria, you name it. I don't care what kind of atheists I did, with all of them. I fought demonic spirits. I've had them. One came in our house and began to throw the furniture at my wife and I. We had to cast them devils out. These those spirits are real. I fought territorial
yeah.
demons, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But the hardest battle I ever had to fight, and I'm still in it right now. The Lord told me, because I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm getting kind of, you know, I feel like I'm stale. I need to get into it, Lord. What I'm doing, I do all the time. I'm dealing with prisoners. I'm on Skid Row. I'm doing with the 5150s and everything else, you know. I'm on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Lord, give me something else. And the Lord said, okay, I'm going to send you to church. I said, what?
Oh, boy. That's a 40-year battle for us. But go ahead. We've been kicked out, turned away. But go ahead. Did you learn about the Christian mafia while you was out there?
I didn't know that's what they were called. But, yeah, I know about them now. I'm going to tell you. Let me say, when he said, I'm going to send you to church, I said, the church? And the Lord said, yes, that's a place nobody want to go.
Yeah.
And he said, if you can get the church saved, you doing something. And so that is the hardest battle I ever had to face. Believe
yeah.
me, I truly would rather fight demonic spirits than to go up against the church, because the devil, as it says in Nehemiah 4:11, have adversaries. I got demonic spirits sitting up in the church, and their whole
yeah.
design to stop you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they, and you hear preaching on the TV. You see all the abominations some of these preachers are preaching. And so that is the biggest battle we have right now, because they are fragmenting God's people. Do you know that it's the first time in the history of this country that that church attendance has dropped below 50%?
Yeah,
yeah.
Real low.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reason why the Lord told me about revival. Because so many preachers have gotten comfortable with the TV, you know, going Zoom and everything else they're doing. But we need to lay hands on the sick. We need to be there to cast out the devils. It's kind of hard, very hard, to cast out a devil over the TV, you know. And we got to get personal. We got to come together. That's where the Holy Spirit will come together. You know, that's what we need. We need to come together, and that's why the Lord is talking about revival at this time. Get the people together. He said,
right.
If we come together in one accord, he will drop his spirit like he did in Acts, the second chapter.
But let me add to that, Chaplain. The people have to start demonstrating the character of Christ, his personality. When we start seeing people caring about the things that God care about, like loving people, being kind to people, and remember he said, he that do these things, no thing shall be withheld from you. It causes an entrance into the kingdom. And because that has to happen. People can't just do their own thing, be mean, evil, ugly, and you know, self-willed, and then say that they're Christians, you know, and they
yeah.
do not want to love each other. And you know that. They want to hurt. They'll hurt you in a minute and then say they're Christian. But until we see the character of Christ formed, people have to be transformed into the image and likeness of Christ. They think that that's mamby-pamby. Oh, ain't nobody going to be like Jesus. That's what Jesus' whole program is. This is what being a Christian is about, being Christ-like. It's not being
yeah.
self-willed.
Right.
But you know what we got to do? Somebody has to step out in faith. somebody's going to have to open the door. Somebody's going to have to say, come on in. You don't know how many people are seeking the Lord. They don't have nowhere to go. Do you know that the greatest opportunity to win souls, the church dropped during the pandemic? How many, how many millions of people were asking for the church to help them get religious exemption? Those people were asking church to help me. I need a religious exemption, and the church turned their back on the people. Look at all them millions of people. That's why there's such a low attendance. And that's the reason why somebody opened the door, somebody went in, and that's the reason why they got a revival going on in Kentucky right now. You can look it up. As a matter of fact, I'll send you a link. You know, if I haven't sent you the link already, I'll send you the link, and you can see it for yourself what's going on. That's why. Because when people find out that the Holy Ghost is down here, because that young man walked up to the altar and he confessed and the Spirit fell on him, and it was just like in the Bible when they said, Jesus, come to my house. And when he went to the house, they said so many people came, there wasn't even room outside. Because when the people know that the Spirit of God is in there, they will come.
That's right.
You know, but somebody's got to step up and say, come on. I'll do it. You just come on, you know, because we can't go around and let everybody see our love. But if they know there's love there, then maybe, then they will come. There are people that want to hear you, want to see it, want to see it. Am I cutting in and out? My wife is in and out.
Yeah, you're going in and out
a little bit,
but while you fix that, I'm going to read Psalms 84:11, because it says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And that is, bam, the key. A lot of times people are like, I prayed and this happened and that. He's saying, walk uprightly. You can't just do your own thing and think you could get in. You got to do it his way. He already set it up. You can't make it up. You don't make it up. You can't say, oh, I'm holy, I'm right, and I'm good because I go to church every Sunday. That doesn't mean anything. This blood is the only thing that gets you in, is the blood of Jesus and you submitting to being transformed. And it's not about our way. And that's why we got so many sects and religion, because people think, oh, I know how to do it. No, it's only one way, and that's in the Bible. If you're not doing it that way, forget about it. We don't need to know your way.
You know, and we got to step out and be brave and have faith. You know, you can open the door. And it may look like nobody's going to come. But keep that door. You keep that door. And the word will get out. You keep praying, and God is going to send who he needs to be there. And the word will get out. I'm telling you, when the Spirit of God is there, the people will come.
Yeah.
Look at the old church. Look at the old church.
That's true.
People, the Holy Spirit was in the church. People were getting healed and delivered and set free and everything. And you couldn't keep them out of church. They would go to church and stay all day, come back that night, and come two or three times during the week. You couldn't even get a place to park. You had to get there early enough to get a seat in the middle of the week. It's because the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God was there. You can't get rid of people. That's the reason why them people ain't gone nowhere for the past 5 or 10 days at that revival right now. It's because the Spirit of God is in. As long as God, the Spirit is there, people ain't going nowhere. They're going to stay right there. The same way they did in Azusa Street. The Holy Spirit fell, and people were getting delivered. People were coming out of there speaking in tongues and everything else, and it grew and grew and grew to the point it's a monument to this day because the Holy Spirit fell. And see, that's what God wants now. He wants us to step out and trust him. You know, and many are scared to. You know, it's unbelievable how many of the churches are scared to have church. You know, how many churches does I heard them say, "Oh, we don't have church at night no more because some people can't drive at night, some people whatever," and we, I wonder. I'd be asking, who told you that? It had to be a devil. Some devil came up to you and said, "Look here, you hold church too long. You need to stop having church for so long. I need to get home. Church, hour and a half, 2 hours, that's it. Now we got to go," you know? And so the pastors say, "Okay, well, you know, and they stop, or they won't have it on Sunday night no more and stuff like that. I enjoy Sunday night service more than anything.
Yeah.
I used to, I love going to a church during the week at night. The Spirit, they would have testimony service and all of that kind of stuff, and people would, the Spirit of God would fall, and that's not happening no more. You know, it's hard to find it, and that's what God's saying. It's time for us to be restored. It's time, because if we are not restored, we're going to miss that trumpet.
Yeah,
we're going to miss that call. Yeah. So... Yeah.
That is so true.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Yeah, we do. That's the only thing that's going to combat this high level amount of wickedness that's in the earth is the power of God.
Yeah.
And the Lord knows that.
He brings the peace.
People are scared of the devil. Yeah, but people are more scared of the devil than they are God. Remember when you grew up, you was afraid of God. God, you know, put fear in you. I was taught about hell, and that scared me. Scared me all through my life, you know. But it's not there. Our children are falling away from the church because they don't know the Holy Ghost. How many young people ever experience the Holy Ghost? That's the problem right there. They don't know what you're talking about. You know? When the pastor get up there and get the preacher and say, the Spirit is in the house. Some people looking around like, only way I know the Spirit is in there is because you saying it is. You know? Because
that's true.
You know, I used to bring a message, and I would ask, why don't the pastor or the bishop, when they up there preaching, why don't the Holy Ghost hit them? Let them start speaking in tongues. Let them fall out on the floor. Let them start jumping and shouting, filled with the Holy Ghost. It needs to start at the pulpit. We got to bring, if we want the people to change, we got to change.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a transformation.
I hear you.
Yeah, that's the kind of Christianity I know about, is transforming.
Yeah.
I want to read this one other scripture because it says, "Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." God's power, God's anointing, his glory. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. This is where we are
clearly
at.
Seen.
Yeah. It's the glory and the power of God supposed to be seen upon us. And God wants the people to arise and get ready, prepare yourself. That's why we blowing the trumpet. That's why we on this line right now.
That's right.
Alarm, telling everybody, get prepared so that you can inhabit. God can inhabit you. He wants to be formed inside of you. And he wants to be upon you. And the Lord said that the glory of the Lord is going to cover the earth like the waters cover the sea. Then he's starting somewhere. He's starting with people first. He likes the living things. He's going to fill us up with the Holy Ghost and fire. He said upon us he want to put it. And so, right, but he needs a vessel. He needs these vessels to prepare. Like he told one of my friends, I will not share your vessel with another.
No.
He wants us to clean up. He don't want to share. He don't want to be somebody else in there along with him. It's about Jesus and Jesus alone. But the body has to prepare. We got to get ready and open and ask the Lord, cleanse me like David said. Create in me a clean heart. Renew, Lord, a right spirit within me.
Yes, he did.
We don't have it. We got to ask for it.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. You have not because you ask not.
Yes.
The church needs to be filled. But I'm going to tell you something. When the church is filled with the Holy Ghost, because some people decided to prepare and make themselves a living sacrifice and a vessel for God to fill up, the ones that do not is going to fight the ones that did. They're going to stand up against them. They're going to talk against them. They're going to call you self-righteous and holier than thou and all kinds of names. When the people start seeing the power of God inhabit those that have prepared themselves, the biggest fight is going to be the church. That's fake. That's phony. That's it, because you don't know God.
Right.
The biggest fight I had was against the church leaders that come against me. And they came against me. But I did have backup by the big church leader. Bishop Blake came to my rescue. Bishop Blake, I'm going to tell you, and these other bishops were coming against me in the ministry and what we were doing. They wanted to take it over and get the credit. And Bishop Blake, and I had lined up Bishop Blake for the prison. And these bishops, they got upset, and they wanted to push me all out the way, and they messed it up where the prison told Bishop Blake not to come. And he was so mad because he had just adjusted his schedule, his flight, and everything to come in to the prison. And it got canceled because of the way these bishops was acting. And so Bishop, he backed me up. He came in against them and set them down, took their whatever jurisdiction, whatever they were doing, took it away from them. You know? And told him, he said, you don't come against the chaplain. You help the chaplain, you know?
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something. I thank God, you know, that was just a blessing, you know, that he, you know, that somebody, because it hurt me to have people that I trusted, you know, in high places to do what they did. And
that's what we call a Christian mafia.
I've had them to come against us traveling around the country. You know, there's vipers all over the place, all in the ministry.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, God let me see that these demons, the reason why they so much harder is because they've been in the church. And those demons know how to resist prayer for a while. They can they can resist your prayer and wear you out before your prayer can wear them out. They have victory, but
because they have a religious spirit, and a religious spirit is nothing but a demon.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And but they don't wear me
mm-hmm.
out because, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm up for it. I don't care because the Lord let me know. He said the harder the battle, the greater the victory, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at that, you know. If the battle is hard, it can get messy, it can get bloody, get whatever. I'm in it. I know I'm going to win because the Lord told me this. He said the moment you say I'll go, you already won. You don't win
mm-hmm.
until you're willing to fight. When you're willing to get into the fight, God has already made your victory already. You just got
Amen.
To go through the motion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes.
Woo. Well, you guys, time has ran out on us. We have just a little over a minute left. And I want to use this time to thank you, Chaplain Reyes, for sharing your wisdom and just being led by the Spirit. Thank you for being on the program. In about 50 seconds, Pastor Tasila, do you have any last-minute words?
Yeah, watch out for the Christian mafia.
And we're not joking, everybody. It really
no,
is
we're not.
A Christian
You're not.
Mafia. Okay, just wanted you to know that we're at 30
yes.
seconds. We're at 30
yeah.
seconds. Thank you,
goat.
Pastor Reyes. Everybody be blessed. We're here again next week. We will see you next week. Thank you, Chaplain Reyes, for being on the program and being a blessing to many people today. God bless you all, and we will see you all next week.
God
bye-bye.
Bless you and your wife. Bye-bye.
Text me the church address, and then when I'm not in the prison, because I'll be in the prison at 1 o'clock, so I won't be able to make your service.
Okay.
But one of those Sundays that I'm not in the prison, text me the address so that my wife and I can come.
Okay.
Oh, I sure
Thank
will.
You.
All righty. God
okay.
bless you, man. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye now. Bye.